Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Victoria is removing more local government areas in Sydney from a red zone to an orange zone from 6 p.m. tonight. The areas include the Blue Mountains and Wollongong. This means people in the orange zone can travel to Victoria but must still isolate until a negative COVID-19 test is produced. 10 other local government areas will remain in the red zone. Victoria has recorded no new locally acquired cases. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says she will consider allowing venues to ban entry to people who refuse the coronavirus vaccine. The state reported 6 new local cases of COVID-19 on Sunday, 5 of which were household contacts of a case in Western Sydney. Depending on testing rates, Ms. Berejiklian will also look at relaxing restrictions in Greater Sydney this week. Cyclone Kimmy is set to change course and make landfall in far north Queensland, further south than expected. The cyclone is forecast to intensify into a Category 2 system with winds of up to 150 kilometres per hour before turning southwest and making landfall later today or early Tuesday. David Grant from the Queensland Fire and Emergency Service says the region is likely to experience severe weather.
Heavy to intense rainfall and potentially dangerous flash flooding will be a risk about the tropical east coast over the next couple of days. And as a result, a flood watch is current for coastal catchments between Cape Flattery and Ingham.
Norwegian authorities have changed their advice on who receives the Pfizer vaccine after a small number of deaths in terminally ill elderly people. Authorities say 33 people experienced side effects such as fever and nausea, with 13 deaths recorded. All the deaths were among patients in nursing homes over the age of 80. 30,000 people have been vaccinated so far in Norway. Medical Director of the Norwegian Medicines Agency, Steinar Madsen, says people should not be concerned.
As I said, we are not worried about this. There is no reason to fear the vaccine. We just want to be a little more specific with a small group of very ill patients. Otherwise, we see no problem with continuing the vaccination.
Australian authorities will examine the vaccine reactions from Norway. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says there is no change to the government's vaccine rollout plan. In sport, the Victorian government says four Australian Open tennis players and staff in hotel quarantine have tested positive for coronavirus. 72 tennis players and their crew are isolating in hotel rooms ahead of the tournament, which starts on February the 8th. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is SBS News in Easy English.